Focus on your breath. Step outside of the story of the day. You're right here in the present moment, watching the processes of the mind as processes, watching it from outside. As you stay focused on the sensation of the breathing, this is one of the good things about the breath as a meditation topic. It's not just another thought. There's a physical sensation that you can stay with. Then you can watch the thoughts come through the mind. And for the time being, you don't have to do anything with them. Just make sure you don't latch onto them. Let them go, let them go, let them go. You're standing outside of them. Get used to standing outside. As the Buddha said, he got on the right path by getting outside of his thoughts and watching them as a cause and effect process. And then he could see some of them were coming from skillful states of mind and led to skillful actions. Others came from unskillful states of mind and led to unskillful actions. That's when he knew what to do with them. He wasn't practicing choiceless awareness. He made choices. He wanted to do what was skillful because it had good consequences. The idea that you just stay with things choicelessly, watching them come and go, good and bad, whatever, that's heedless. The heedful approach is to realize that your actions do have consequences, your thoughts do have consequences. So you want to choose the thoughts that are going to have good consequences and try to beat back the thoughts that don't. The image the Buddha gives is pretty brutal, of a cowherd beating back the cows to keep them out of the rice. And sometimes you do beat them, sometimes it's more skillful, more gentle. But you have to do whatever is effective. Because you realize your thoughts have consequences. Even if you just think, and don't do anything on them, they do create what the Buddha calls a bend in the mind. The mind leans. His image is of a tree that's bent over. When you cut the tree, it's bound to fall in that direction. When your resistance is down, when your restraint is down, your actions will follow through wherever the mind is bent. So keep the mind upright. Any thoughts that bend in the wrong direction, put them aside. And standing outside of the thoughts is what allows you to do that. So stand outside, out in the fresh air. Because so many of our thoughts are confining, as the Buddha says. They're like a dusty path, a confined place. You want to live in the open air. When you're in the open air, you can see things clearly. And it's much more refreshing, much less confining. It's a good place to stand.